So we're excited. Alex Shaheed was on the Millennial panel in front of thousands of people at the Oklahoma convention. He is just a ball of fire. He is on fire with Legal Shield, and he's got such a great story and such a great family, and we're just thrilled to have him on. He's a regional manager in Birmingham, Alabama. He's reached bronze executive director, and he is the recipient of the 50,000K ring award, headed straight to that $100,000 ring.
Another millennium doing good.
Yes, that's exactly
right. Another
millennium
right. doing good. And he's one of the most respected trainers that we have in all of Legal Shield. And when they put you on stage in front of 10 or 20,000 people or whatever it was, there's a reason. You don't just get on that stage for nothing, and it's all based on performance. So, but I wanted to know a little more about him than that, so I called him this afternoon and said, you know, what is it people don't know about you? And, you know, they'd be kind of shocked to learn. And he said, well, you know, he's got a wonderful wife, and he said him and his wife had date night once a week, and they go to the movie. And his favorite movie is, I think it's Across the Universe. It's about the Beatles. You ever heard of that, Matt? You have it there? I didn't ever hear about it either, but anyway, it's supposed to be a really good thing. He's been acting since he was a kid. He sings Italian opera.
That is amazing.
Well, I don't know. I hadn't heard him sing yet.
I want to hear him sing when I'm in person with him next time.
You want to be serenaded?
Yeah, I want to be serenaded.
There you go, Italian opera. But we are just thrilled and honored to have him on the phone. I know he's taking time away from his family and his team to do this. So, Mr. Alex Shaheen, are you with us?
You just got on.
I am. I just jumped on.
You did. Well, I can't tell you. It's just an honor to have you here. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, perfect timing. You just got right ahead. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, did you put your opera tights on and everything so you can sing this thing right?
I did, actually. Whatever you want to hear, I got you.
I love it.
That's so awesome.
And I didn't know you worked in a restaurant.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I said, I just found out you worked in a restaurant also.
Yeah, I did that for from the age of 15 to about 22. That was my first job in the restaurant business.
I got you. Well, again, it's
very,
a thrill to have you on
this thing. Experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes you have patience, that's for sure.
No, it gives you people skills. I highly suggest it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you go right ahead and you just do what you're going to do and do your training, and we'll comment in a little while.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for having me on here. It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you and your team, and I know the impact that that you and Teresa have had on me and my business just getting started. Now 6.5 years ago when I was 23 years old in college, for any of the folks that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet on this line, when I first took a look at Legal Shield, I was a college student, I was a junior. I feel like I was a typical junior where I was about to wrap up college not really knowing what I was supposed to do. The counselors always lied to me and said, oh, don't worry, keep going to class. You'll figure out what you want to do. And here I was, a junior, not really knowing what the next step would be. And I was in the restaurant business working as a host, a server, and an Italian opera singer, funny enough. And I was also a personal trainer. I loved health and fitness and really helping people achieve the next level. And a guy that I recruited as a personal training client of mine said, hey, man, I'd love to work out with you. Would you like to see what I do? He was also a student in one of my college classes. And I said, sure. He gave me a DVD on Legal Shield, saw the value of the services, which you guys have already seen. Could have saved $1,600 just by using the service. I was hooked. I followed the system that Legal Shield has in place. I was very coachable. I had a sincere burning desire and a great work ethic. And so my first 2 weeks in the business, which was actually the last 2 weeks of the month of December, I made over $3,600, 11 grand over the next 6 months. And I never say that to impress anybody, but just to impress upon everybody dialing in, you know, whether you're a millennial, a baby boomer, you know, or Frank a coin, you know, from whatever the age gap and generation is, you know, you could probably relate to not necessarily having the skills and the experience. And so that's where I was at the age of 23. But because of the system that Legal Shield has, I was able to build a significant income. A year later, when I graduated college, I never created a resume and never took a job. and was blessed to be awarded some amazing awards this last year at convention for a breakout year in 2016. I attribute that all to my 14-month-old son, George, who I wasn't really sure. I remember sitting down with Frank and Teresa Coyne at the Dallas Leadership Summit back last year in 2016, or I think it was 2016, and saying, hey, you know, I don't know about this kid. Because, I mean, it was so new. I was like, it's a baby. I don't know what to do with a baby. But, you know, over time really began to fall in love with my son. And, you know, it's allowed me to create a business because of him. So I find that when the why is strong enough, the how-to doesn't really matter. And so for the folks on this line that's just looking to dabble in Legal Shield and make a little extra money, you know, that's great. But I just want to give you guys a reality check. Unless you know why you're doing this business and you're highly motivated to do so, you're probably only going to achieve a limited level of success, simply because when it's convenient, you'll build the business. But when stretched, you won't do what's necessary unless you know exactly why you're doing it. That's the difference between being the chicken and being the pig. Right? You know, that's kind of an analogy for breakfast. I don't know if you've, you know, ever had bacon and eggs for breakfast, but the eggs came from the chicken. The chicken was interested in breakfast, right? The chicken gave us a couple eggs, and he will live to tell the tale another day. But the pig was committed to breakfast because he never left the table, right? Or maybe he did, but it wasn't in a fashion where he could return the next day. So that's the difference in this business between folks, you know, like the Coynes, and I'm blessed and humbled to say like myself, and probably like many of you on the line tonight that are achieving high levels of success in your business, is because you've decided to become the pig. You've decided to be committed, you know, not because of how great that Legal Shield is, but because of how great your goals, desires, and dreams are, and that you believe truly that Legal Shield can be the answer to those goals and dreams because of this amazing opportunity. And guys, there's so much information and training I'd love to impart to you tonight in the short segment that I have, but I wanted to share something that happened today because I think it's a lot of people's reality. I mean, at the end of the day, all we do in this business is we put information in front of people, or we put people in front of information. What do I mean? I mean tools and events. All we do is share tools with people or allow them to come to events. And I was following up with a gentleman today that I'd shared some information with, and he seemed like he was going to get signed up, said, call me this week, and I'd be happy to get together with him and show him how to start the membership with Legal Shield. And when I followed up with him, he didn't answer the phone, but he simply shot me a text message, or I shot him a text message that said, hey, you said to call you this week. When would be a good time for us to get together? And he responded, November 15th. Now, typically, if somebody responds November 15th, it means they're not really interested in the services or in the opportunity, because when they put you off to the end of the year and it just started the year, they're just basically telling you to buzz off. And so I just ignored that, and I said, April 15th is a Saturday. Would you like to get together on the 14th? And he said, no, I said November. And so I politely said it'd be a shame to let the whole year go by without the services for you and your family without any response. And if you're waiting on me to turn that story around and tell you how successful it was because of a few great text messages and videos and prospect by Legal Shield, I'm not. The story ended without him being responsive and without him signing up. And I say that to say because even when somebody has had significant success with the business, is confident in what they do, and properly shares the information and follows the system, it doesn't mean that they're going to have success with a particular prospect that they're pursuing just because you do everything right. So I don't want you to think that, you know, oh, well, I must not be doing exactly the right thing because everybody's not signing up, so I'm doing something wrong. No, it's simply a numbers game. So, you know, the system is amazing, and I know the Coynes do an amazing job of training on it. I just wanted to share with you something that happened to me today where I followed the system to a T, and the person didn't sign up for the membership. But let me give you the flip side of that. I got on the phone with, I followed up with a girl that I met in court 3 years ago, in traffic court. Talked to her a little bit about Legal Shield there, lost contact with her, ran into her again at a restaurant where she was actually my server. Stayed in touch with her over a year it's been since I've stayed in touch with her. Last week she texted me and said, hey, my boyfriend is looking to make some extra money because being a millennial, I'm kind of active on Snapchat, and she follows my story on Snapchat. I never post anything about Legal Shield, but I always post when I'm at business events and seminars. You know, I show the crowd, and I'm like, man, game-changing, life-changing, what a great day. And so she said, hey, what do you do? I need a job. I followed up with her for 3 months on that. She never responded. And just last week she said, hey, my boyfriend needs a job. You know, can you talk to him? So I sent her some information. She sent it over to a boyfriend. I followed up with her today, and I said, hey, did your boyfriend have a chance to take a look at that yet? And she goes, yes, he's interested. She texted me his number. I was busy on the phone making some other follow-up calls and getting a few things done because of the incredible momentum that we have right now with this double up, level up, and just, I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. Guys, if you're brand new and you don't realize how valuable it is on what the company's done for us, it's just amazing. I mean, literally amazing. And so before I had a chance to text her boyfriend, he texted me and said, hey, I'm very interested on the information. I've watched it several times. What do I need to know to get started? We text back and forth a little bit. He signed up on my website before I even spoke with him. I sent him the team training to go through to learn how to launch his business. He completed all three videos while he was at work today, called me at 5:30, did his welcome call. He had guests on the live 8 o'clock recruiting call tonight. He's bringing three friends to the business briefing tomorrow. He's traveling with me 4 hours south to go to the Super Saturday here in Birmingham, from Birmingham, Alabama to Mobile this week, and he just signed up at 3 p.m. today. So I tell you both those stories because they both happened today, and they were both very much contrasting stories, but they also stem from follow-ups. The fortune is in the follow-up. So as you're building a Legal Shield business, as you're doing your two exposures a day, listening to your two weekly training calls, going to your weekly business briefing with a guest, going to one Saturday training a month, that's literally the system. It's four things. So if you've got pen and paper, as I summarize what the system is and kind of wrap up this short training, because I don't want to take up too much time on y'all's call. I appreciate you inviting me on here. But number one, two exposures a day as a minimum. Never make your minimums a maximum. But every day, if two new people are not seeing the information, if they're not coming to a meeting, if they're not learning something about Legal Shield on your behalf, you're simply not in business. You just can't be in business if people are not taking a look at what you do. And number two is listening to two training calls a week. I know we have two training calls a week that we plug into, and that allows you continued education so you can get better at the nuances of Legal Shield from the comfort of your home. You might be in your pajamas right now, or you might be weathering a storm. I know some people in the South have some storms going on right now, but you can learn from the comfort of your home. Number three is one meeting a week. It's the gathering, right? You don't go to church every week to find your faith. You go to strengthen it. It's the same reason you go to a business briefing. And sometimes it's not just for your guest. Sometimes you don't have a guest, but going and plugging in every single week, sometimes it's your testimony as a single mother who's found success in this business that allows another single mother to believe in herself to get signed up with the company and have some significant success and change her family's life because of your testimonial. Sometimes it's the roofer, somebody that does professional roof sales that can knock $10,000 or $15,000 a month out of the park by selling roofs. And somebody else's guest comes that's a roofer, and he's like, hey, man, you know, a couple hundred dollars in commission. I don't really see the vision. I make 10 grand a month already. But because you're a roofer, you're in Legal Shield, and you see the vision, you share your testimonial at the business briefing because you're present that week, and the person hears your testimonial and signs up. It may be somebody in your downline or it may be sideline, and they can return the favor. So the meeting structure is so important for you to be present every single week to that, because people count on you and your story, because somebody's bringing a guest out tomorrow night to the business briefing to specifically introduce them to you because of your story. Somebody that you're bringing out to the business briefing tonight is a guest that you have confirmed tomorrow night. You're specifically going to introduce them to a particular individual, probably a market leader, who you know is going to be there every single week because they always are. So just like people count on those market leaders to be there every single week, when people can start counting on you to be there every single week, that's when you start getting commas in your check. And then number four, one Saturday training a month, because those are where we take a deep dive, in-depth training into your business where it's interactive. You can ask questions at the end of the presentation. You can go break bread and and be able to socialize with some amazing mentors in the business all across the country. And this is something that's scalable, it's duplicatable, and this is why that over the last 6.5 years, my income has went up every single year, yet I have not worked significantly more every single year. I've worked an average of 15 to 20 hours a week for the last 6.5 years. Are there some time where I work a little bit more? Sure, if there's a promotion or something going on that's urgent. Otherwise, I would say an average of 15 to 20 hours a week for the last 6.5 years. It's paid me hundreds of thousands of dollars being an individual that's had no business experience, no sales experience, no network marketing experience, but has been able to follow the system in Legal Shield to create a significant amount of money, and the best is yet to come because we're just getting started. Guys, I really appreciate you allowing me to share just a little bit about my story and what I believe is exceptionally important in following the system in Legal Shield. If there's any other questions or insight that you'd like for me to share about my story or anything else, I'd be happy to cover it, but I don't want to take up too much time on your call. I just appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Well, you have been awesome. We believe in the system so much, and you definitely have edified it, and you've built your business on it, and it gets no better than that. There are a lot of different things we see in the business in our 18 years. And in your, 60 years or so, I mean, we've all seen some really crazy things that people do, but they never work.
Yeah.
They might work once, but they're not duplicatable. If they're not duplicatable, it doesn't meet the criteria to be successful here long term. So you are a shining example, Alex, of really keeping to the system. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Alex, I have another question, okay?
Sure.
Now, I don't mean to throw you off with this question, but I just thought that I might ask you. You're a young guy. What's your long range goals here? What's your long range target that you're shooting for? Doing all this? What's it all about?
Obviously, sure. I mean, I could say the money. I mean, because let's be honest. If I was to tell you that it wasn't about the money for me, I'd be lying. But it's not necessarily how much money I make. It's how I make it. You know, my father owned a very successful business when I was growing up, still owns it today. It's just not as successful as it was when I was growing up. And I saw the type of time freedom that he had to check me out of school in the middle of the day, you know, and we'd go fishing. One week we decide, hey, let's go to the beach, take a family vacation. And when myself and my mom didn't want to leave the beach, you know, we would petition him to stay for a couple extra days, which he would gladly oblige to, and we just continued to rent the condo that we were at for several more days. And I didn't realize as a young child that that was not typical, that typically you couldn't do that. You had design.
I think we lost you.
Can you hear me again? Sorry about that.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so people had jobs and they weren't able to do that. So I saw the type of time freedom that could create. And even as a young child, I told my father, you know, I want to make $500,000 a year. I didn't understand what $500,000 a year was or what that could do. But he always said something to me when I'd share that with him. He goes, Alex, understand that if you want to make that type of money, you're going to have to sacrifice the time with your family, because nobody is able to make that much money without working 60, 70 hours a week and spending a majority of their time away from their family. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, my dad never knew about network marketing. He never knew the type of model that Legal Shield has. And so with the type of leverage that you can create where you can work, you know, short term, you know, do the things today that other people don't, so you can have tomorrow and in the future what other people won't, that was attractive to me. So I said, man, if I work this business, literally, this is my long-term range plan, till I'm 39 years old, which is about 10 years from now, that means I will have been with Legal Shield for 16 years. People, I mean, today I think it's typically longer than a 40-year work career. I heard retirement just went up to 70 or something crazy like that. By the time I'm 29 today, by the time I retire, retirement could be 75 or 80. I really have no idea. But I had a plan that by the time I turn 39 years old, before the age of 40, that I will never have to work for money again for the rest of my life. I'll be earning well in excess of $500,000 a year, just personally, if I could share it with you guys, not to sound too cavalier, but my goal is $1 million a year, because why not? And to be able to have that income for the rest of my life to the age of 40 until I die, to be able to go to the beach,
treat my kids the way that my dad taught me or treated me growing up, and be able to provide, you know, not just seeing stuff on the Discovery Channel, being able to go to Australia, being able to go to China, being able to go to the Great Barrier Reef and see the things that they see on TV and experience it in a whole different light, because myself and my kid's mom, Julia, won't have a job, won't be tied to anything, won't be financially strapped or constrained, that we can live the type of life we want with an income where we work 5 to 10 hours a week for the rest of our lives because of the incredible opportunity with Legal Shield. And the time to make, you know, an absolute fortune, as you know, Mr. Coyne, is not on top of the wave or behind it, it's in front of it. And I just saw as a young person that within an app economy and in a subscription-based service economy, we have those two things that's not easy to duplicate. And if you could have gotten Blue Cross in front of Blue Cross and Blue Shield or many other companies today that just make sense in the market, that you could have created an absolute fortune. And so that's my goal, is to create an absolute fortune for my family before I turn the age of 40 to never work again.
I love it.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. And wow, what a contrast with your dad's philosophy on making a lot of money. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Alex. That was awesome.
You keep up the good work, buddy, and we can't wait to see you at the next convention and at that next ring level.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it this year.
All right. We're cheering for you. Thank you so much for getting on our call tonight.
Yeah, I think what most people don't realize is the companies they're working for currently will probably never afford them the opportunity to live that kind of lifestyle you just described. I mean, people just don't make that kind of money on a job, that's for sure, normally. So,
no,
Alex, anytime you want to be on, man, anytime you got something to say, our team would love to hear what you got to say. So we appreciate you being on.
I appreciate you guys.
You're welcome to stay on. We've got a lot of good stuff going on here. So thanks again now. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Thanks so much. That was awesome.
Well, we appreciate him so much doing that.
I know. He's just a shining example of the system, just sticking to it.
Yep.
All right, y'all, we're going to transition into our incredible new book of the month. It's called Write It Down, Make It Happen. I've just started reading it myself. I'm almost through the third chapter. And I calculate if we read three or four chapters a week, and we'll be all reading it together. And we've asked Mr. Tom Miner to really crack us open on this book. This is a book I've never read. I think most of you have never read it. I know John Gardner has read it.
Oh, yeah.
And
he wants to comment a little on it, too.
Okay, great. So Mr. Miner will let you take it away. And for you, those of you who don't know Mr. Tom Miner, well, you're missing something if you haven't met him. Hopefully most of you met him at the convention. He is in Illinois, been a regional manager forever. And is a leader, does meetings, presentations, does the whole works, and is just a great friend to our family and to many of you, too. I know he and Frank talk all the time, not just about Legal Shield, but about real estate, too.
And, well, everything.
Yeah, everything.
Tom is a brilliant guy.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Miner, it's all yours.
Mr. Coyne, I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to do this. I was reading this book, and I'm saying to myself, man, I owe these guys a thank you, because I'm probably like a lot of people on the call. Sometimes I don't read as much as I should, but when I know I got to give a book report, I read the way I should read. and I do want to thank you for allowing me to do this, because it really made me read to teach, which gave me a whole new perspective. Because the chapter, I mean, the title of the book kind of says it all, at least you think it does, because write it down, make it happen. I would almost go so far is to say, I dare you to write it down and see what happens. Or you can make it happen if you write it down. Because when you started reading this book, even from chapter one, you know, it kind of eliminates some of the anticipation and fears that people have. Because, you know, first of all, should I get a book? Should I get a tablet? Should I do it electronically, you know, and that type of stuff? And basically the author comes out and say, you know, any type of paper will do or tablet will do. But just get started, because that's what stops most people. And, you know, people say, I hate to write. I don't know what to write. I'm not sure. He helps you with all that stuff as you go through the book. It goes so far, and I really believe this. It says when you start to write things down, it actually sends out notice to the universe that you're in the game, that you're ready to start receiving. And sometimes, this has happened to me as well, you can write down stuff, and often it will materialize without you doing anything else. Because, listen to Mr. John Gardner for years and years. I remember when I went to my first convention, he was on that stage shaking his hand, talking about identity theft, and showing up his organizer where he just wrote everything down. And so I started writing everything down, too, and I looked back over some of my notes, and sure enough, I have achieved things that I didn't know why I was achieving them, but when I look, I see they're written down, and I would dare you to do the same as well. And they said the best time is early in the morning. I know you're droggy and sleepy and whatever, but just start writing, start jotting stuff down. And it talks about some different things here. And one that impressed me so much, it talks about keeping notes on compliments. And this is in chapter 3, which is really starts to get good in chapter 3. But it talks about keeping notes on compliments that people will give you about things that they like about you, right? So if somebody, says something to you like, wow, I really like the way you answered that question. I mean, your mind works like, an attorney or something. So you write that down and you date it, right? Because it made you feel good. And as time goes by, you keep writing down these compliments where you hear from people that are giving you, some type of accolades for some characteristics that you have. Then you can refer to those things and you can look back and you'll get that same energy that you got when you heard it if you write it down and date it. I thought that was fantastic. And another tip that they gave us I thought was pretty good in Chapter 3, she talked about getting a Rolodex, right? Say like people who are looking to meet people, and maybe they're trying to build a prospect list for Legal Shield, right? So get a blank Rolodex and start filling it with names of people that you meet or people that you want to meet. And next thing you'll know, you'll have a Rolodex full of people that are inspired simply because you're looking for prospects that you want to feel without the people that you know. It was a fascinating read. And then also, this makes some good sense, you'll forget your plans and ideas if you don't have a system to write them down. And I'm a big writer, but now I'm going to even be a bigger writer because, reading this book, when I saw the title, I thought maybe I knew it all. But going through this thing just made me realize that, what I don't know probably can fill the universe. So with that, I would encourage everybody to get the book, write it down, make it happen. And, again, I'll dare you to write it down and see what happens. I'll turn it back over to you guys.
That's awesome, Tom. Awesome. And I'll tell you, I'm so glad this is the book of the month. I've never heard of this book before. John Gardner has, in fact, I'm going to put him on here in a second because I know he's the one that brought it to the team. And I definitely appreciate all of your comments. I know John does too. The one thing, though, I'm sitting here with Matt Root. He said, "What's a Rolodex?" Oh my gosh, that's so funny. It's a contact. Yeah, for real. I told him it was not a watch. Oh, my goodness. So when we met John Gardner at one of our first meetings, just to describe to everybody what a Rolodex is, we met at the Harbor Club downtown for a meeting, a game plan, and we told him to bring his contact list. Well, he did. He was bringing on wheels two suitcases that flipped open on the top, and underneath was a big, huge, massive Rolodex with thousands of name cards in that each one of those Rolodex, probably hundreds. It looked like thousands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, John, if you will, I know you want to make a couple comments to the team and encourage them to read this book and get it. You can't get it on Audible. I couldn't find it, so you've got to order it. Amazon is fast. Order it.
Well, let me read a quote from Chapter 3. And, Tom, I thought, by the way, that you did a fabulous job. When people do, people can feel your passion and whether or not you believe what you're saying. And it was obvious you were passionate about it and that you believe what you said. And I sit down here and I look at it, and the brilliant people that I know, I mean, this woman talks about why you should write things down on index cards like she spent a year of mornings with Franca Cohen. and watching him use index cards. And there's a quote in here from Alice in Wonderland, and I'm going to read the quote. It was the king. "I shall never forget the queen. You will, though, if you don't make a memorandum of it." You know, if we don't write it down, if you don't write it down, you can't clarify how you're going to achieve something. If you write someone's name down, you then begin to get clarity on how you might can help him by getting him into the business. If you write what Tom said is true, Brian Tracy says, if you write your goals down at the first of the year, all your goals, and you put them in an envelope and you put them on the mantle, that at the end of the year, without ever picking the envelope back up, you'll achieve the vast majority of the goals, because the act of writing it down activates, and this woman talks about the same thing, your reticular activating system in your mind, which causes you to recognize the things that bring about what you wrote down. And here's the almost the best analogy I can give you of this book. Listening to Mel Robbins and the 5 second talk about the 5 second rule at the convention was moving and good, but it did not convey even 10% of the concept and the power of it that listening to that book does, the 5 second rule. And I would have probably missed it, but for Frank Cohen saying, this is one of the most powerful books I've read in 70 years. When somebody says that, like Frank, I mean, I don't know many people as bright and able to apply knowledge as Frank. He says, a concept like that comes along every 25 or 30 years. I knew I had to consume that book. This book is one of those same sort of things, is that write it down, make it happen, conveys a thought like take action in 5 seconds conveys a thought. But the understanding of the power of it comes from the reading of the book and the taking action on it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to change your life, you will begin to write things down. And it clarifies and it makes things happen. It activates your reticular activating system, which makes you aware of the circumstances around you that enabled you to achieve your goals. So, Teresa, I'll turn it back to you. Thank you for letting me comment.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I could tell you all a dozen stories on this.
I know. But I know we could talk all night on it.
Yeah, we did. We made a list years ago. We lived in a little two-bedroom house. I mean, a small two-bedroom house. We had a store going, and I just sat down one night with Teresa. We wrote this list down. We wanted to get rid of this boat. We wanted to get rid of this house. And
wanted to buy a big house.
Wanted to buy a big house with a pool and a huge yard and have a swimming pool and a lawn keeper. And
we just wrote it all down.
We wrote it all down. And we
forgot about it.
And literally just forgot about it. And it was a year later, almost everything on that list had been done. And we found that damn list, and I almost fell out.
I know. It's magic.
And I figured out why it happens. And I really didn't figure out. I heard a talk on this, and unfortunately, it was a guy who was in prison, and they asked him, "How did he get here? How did you? He was a judge, and something had happened to him, and I don't even want to tell you what he did, but anyway, it was terrible. He said, "Here's how it happened." He said, "I figured it out. I've sat here long enough now to figure it out." He says, "One day I had a fleeting thought, and it was just like a fleeting." Just a very fleeting thought. And then a few days later, it came back, but it lasted longer this time. And he went, then not too long after that, the thought lasted a little longer, and I built it up in my mind, and I kept building it up in my mind. And eventually, it all came true. And I think the same thing happened to us. Remember the night I called you and told you I was in Savannah with Chip Winters, and I saw this beautiful car. It was an Escalade, and I had never liked a car in my life. And it was just a fleeting thing. I called Teresa. I saw this great car, you know, and She said, what was it? I said, this white Cadillac thing. And I didn't think any more about it. And then I drove down the road, and I saw one go by. And I thought a little more about it. And it was about a week later, I drove by the Cadillac dealership, and the guy said, take it for a ride. And I think that's what happens. You have a fleeting moment where you see that you can live a different lifestyle, and then you see somebody living that lifestyle. Like, you know, you go to a good neighborhood and you say, well, how in the hell do they live in that neighborhood and I live in this mobile home? And then you start maybe seeing something else about them. And pretty soon it builds up in your mind so that your mind, John said it, that reticular activator gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And your mind refuses to be incomplete, so you will complete it. So I'm just, my advice
and to bring
is.
And to bring that plane down, Frank, you write it down. You got thousands of cards where you've written it down, and you bring concepts around by writing it down, and you've got a new one coming up that I can't wait to see you put in a PowerPoint presentation, and folks, you change your life by writing it down.
Yep. I got 100 and something cards in front of me right now. So anyway, I won't linger on this, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't underestimate the power of this book. Write it down and it happens, and also the 5-second rule. Those two books will do a lot for you. Okay.
All righty. So
I went too long on that.
I want to make sure everybody knows about the Double Up bonus. It is going to be good until April 20th.
And they do work. We have proof sitting in our dining
room. Yes. We're going to tell you about that in just a second. But the bonuses are working. They're double. All the Level Up bonuses are double until April 20th. Now, that is a hard stop. There's not going to be another challenge to do anything to make it extend. That's a hard stop. So let's take advantage of it. We have Matthew Root sitting here in the kitchen with us.
And this was not planned, by the way.
Nope, he dropped by. He and Frank were chatting about whatever, and we said, stay for the call, and he did. And he did a testimony last night that just wowed the crowd, 100 and something plus at our briefing last night. And he mentioned what he had made this month, counting.
Well, now he's part-time. He's 19 years old, right?
Yes, still, that's right.
Okay.
So I'm going to put him on and just let him share with you. If you will, Matt, just tell him what you've made last month, and when you add the bonuses that are coming that you've earned last month, what it will total, and what you've earned this year so far.
Okay. Yeah, hey, everyone. Really quickly, last month from the just regular commissions, it was $6,300, and then I'm waiting on another $6,000 bonus to be paid out, and that will bring the total for this year to around $26,300. So,
what is that average in a month, Matt?
Around $8,700 a month.
And that's right on track to get what?
The $100,000 ring this year.
Yes, it is. And Matt, you got, I want to congratulate Matt because he has been executive director 3 months in a row. So part of that $6,000 coming to him is a $2,500 bonus for being, right?
Yep.
For being executive 3 months in a row. It's awesome stuff.
And also put his mom into business, right? And she put your sister into business.
Yeah,
and your mom and dad's in, and they just brought in a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
And now, every day your team grows bigger and bigger.
Yeah, my parents, they're killing it right now.
They are slaying. His mom should make executive director probably this month, you know.
This month or next. Yeah. She is building solid.
And with the double bonuses, I want to give a shout-out to Hunter Mixon. He just earned a $2,000 bonus for hitting senior director.
Wow.
So congrats, Hunter.
And a lot of other people, too, has done bonuses on
Yeah, somebody else just hit senior director. Ryan did, didn't he?
Yes.
Ryan Morris as well. So congratulations. Big bonuses going out to the team. I love this. Okay, y'all, I'm going to give you a little bit of recognition, and then we're going to talk about something super important. In fact, let me see here. I had so much recognition, y'all. I'm gonna do the last week's recognition, and then we'll talk about March, and then we'll talk about a challenge we've got out to the team, so that you can be in a drawing for a free ticket to the team event coming up in July, and or you can also maybe get 10 copies of GoPro. And GoPro is like the Bible. If I'm saying GoPro and you don't know what GoPro is, tonight order the book.
You may not go pro if you don't know what GoPro
is.
Yeah,
it is. It is a. You can read it.
And you get 10 copies.
And it's really short.
10 copies so you can give it to your team so that you're all on the same page doing the same stuff.
I believe if every new associate reads this book, your training of them has just gone from hard to easy.
If you get them to read that, and then you get them to read the 5-second rule so they do action right away and then write it down so they have long-term stuff, I mean, that's a good start right there.
Yeah. So,
and then follow Alex Shaheen's thing about, you know,
staying
2 exposures a day,
yep,
1 meeting, and that sort of stuff.
It all works together. Absolutely.
Simple system, though.
So last month, y'all, I want you to know for the last week of last month, March 27th through the 31st, we want to recognize the top producers on the team. And I'm going to start with fourth place. You'll be able to see all of these on your performance Facebook page and in your back office, the performancefamily.com back office. It's got a list of all the recognition as well. It will very soon. So fourth place, drum roll goes to Matthew Root, sitting right here in front of us.
Oh, look at this.
For last week in production. And number three, third place, goes to Eddie and Dee Dee Smith. Second place goes to Lois Dreckheld and Amy Yoshimitsu. Then they were tied, actually, with Joshua Bourne, who is a really new associate, and he tied for second place. And then first place goes to
Mr. John Hall, is first place. Now, there's a half a page of names on there. I mean, we can't read them all. I saw Alicia Badun and all them people on there.
Yes. So, top recruiters for last week, well, incredibly, we had a tie for second place between a good handful of people. I'm going to read this out. This is just for last week. Justin Peterson, Jeremy Hux, Tommy Morado, Christy Shands, Allie J. Abraham, Eduardo Garcia Bautista, Matthew Root, James Horlocker, Steve Boyd, Janetta Lee, and Fred James, and one more, Matthew Winters.
Chip Winters, son, down in Savannah, Georgia.
And first place in Ohio, Kimberly Payne took first place on the team for last week.
Congratulations, all of you.
And then the level advancements just for last week. Y'all, listen to this. These are brand new senior associates. Tiandra Johnson, Shantae Johnson, Brooke Coleman, Amy Parker, Marilyn Grady, all these are new senior associates, Perla Garcia, God's Temple of Praise, Darius Smith, Krista Humoler, Patricia Sanders, Tiana Geronimo, Angela Tatum, Christy
Sanders. I'm glad you're reading these.
I'm trying. Community Hook Up, a few more here, Amina Dixon, Erica Lara, Leslie Andrews, and Raymond Johnson, all new upranked senior associates.
Hopefully new bonus earners.
Yes, getting their first level up bonus. And then new managers on the team. This is exciting. Esther Gomez, Andrew Durfee, Shaquille Imhoff. Going to the next page here. More managers. Timothy Castellana, Armand Krasniki. Apologize if I'm messing up your name, but I'm really trying. Another manager in Florida, Giovanni Cerbone, Mark McCloskey, Angela Scalia, Parker Gower, Michelle Williams, LaJonda Ross, Allison Hannafin, Linda Davis, Robert Morris, James Herlocker, and Allie Ibram.
All new managers.
And there are two new senior managers, Anthony Luck, Gregory Camp, and look at these new directors. Wellness Plans Now, Joshua Bourne, he just came on board, last month?
Yeah.
Terry Rather, Good Insurance Solutions, and Christopher King.
I thought Josh did ED.
And to add to that, for the month of March, we have two new senior directors.
Okay.
Mixon Hunter and Ryan Morris. I'm sorry, Hunter Mixon instead of backwards. And Ryan Morris. And they got their bonuses. And then we've got a brand new executive director.
So he hit both.
He went director and ED in the same month, Joshua Bourne. and he is taking over Texas.
I know. He's got Texas takeover, they call it.
That is for sure. It is so exciting. That made Kalen Blanchard bronze for the first time. Congratulations, Kalen. And we have a brand new bronze executive director in California under Nancy Chaconis, Sandra Lolina.
Isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations. So that's awesome, awesome stuff. And we want to recognize the March top producer. Second place goes to Michael Johnson. First place goes to Sandra Lolina with 75 members. Oh, my gosh. And then the March top recruiters for the whole month of March, we're going to start with second place, Matt Winters with 4 recruits. Month of March. That is so incredible. Ian McAllister, Joshua Bourne, and then a tie three-way tie for first place with 5 recruits for the month of March. Steve Boyd, Rodrigo DeZorzi, and Garland Petty. So we are proud of all of you and excited for you. And I want you to know that this is a pretty serious conversation I'm going to have with you right now, so I want you to really listen closely. It is going to be more important now than ever before to accomplish your goals monthly way before the end of the month. Now,
take this serious, y'all.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons why. Well, first of all, we know that at the last minute, sometimes we ask people to do us favors, and those favors turn into cancellations later. We've all done it, but it's not good business. And in order to get all these wonderful bonuses, we all have to have good retention. So if you have too many favors going on at the end of the month, which happens if you wait to the end of the month, then your retention goes down and you don't get the bonuses. And the bonuses are big. I mean, they doubled your income, Matthew, last month.
And it can affect your trips and cars and everything else.
Yes, everything. So that's one reason, but here's a new that's a reason that's always been around. Here's a new reason. So the new reason is this, that you want to get your business done, accomplish your PC, your Performance Club qualifications, accomplish your Executive Director qualifications, your Power 20, your Director, your Senior Director 25, all of those, whatever your goals are, you want to get them done well before the end of the month. At the end of the month, it could be confusing because the way the Performance Club works now, you can have 10 people in your organization who are going out and they're adding on to somebody's existing membership. Let's say they've got the legal plan and you're going out and you're selling them identity theft plans. That will not count as a counter. It counts in the Performance Club because we're going by the dollars generated. But it's not, those would in particular not count as a counter. If that's done the last day of the month and you think they're going to be counters and it turns up the next day they're not, that's going to be very disappointing. I want every one of you to always be excited and happy the first day of the month. I don't want you to be dealing with question marks on what's going to count as a counter and what's not. So the simple thing to do, and we're going to really reward you for doing this, is to make sure you accomplish your goals before the end of the month. Therefore, we have to get serious about this, draw attention to this, and reward people for paying attention to this. We're going to have a drawing after the 15th of this month and everybody who's qualified for Performance Club is going to be in the drawing. If you have doubled your points working on the free trip, then if that's 240 points, you'll get 2 chances in the drawing. And if you triple it, if you have 360 points, you'll get 3 chances. So the minimum 120 will get you in one time. And we're going to give away a ticket to the upcoming team event that is going to be in July, and it's going to be in Tennessee, and it's going to be with Chris Hughes, probably many people's favorite of all the presenters and trainers in the universe, really. He's going to be there too with us. So that's going to happen. So encourage your team to be Performance Club qualified by the 15th. Now, executive directors, this is important. We want you to qualify by the 25th. That means actually you want to probably get all your business in by the 23rd. So on the 24th, you can see if there's anything you confused, you thought it was going to be a counter and it's not. So by the 25th, you've got your minimum counters in. And you know what? You're going to have 5 days to help your team go do what they want to do to accomplish their goals. You're going to have more time by the end of the, at the end of the month to help your team. And this is a big one here. So pause, write this down in your notes, clear a line, whatever you're doing. But this is big. It, when you qualify before the end of the month as executive or Power 20 or Director 25, whatever your goals are, that means the last week of the month, you can actually be planning the first week of the next month. So you hit the ground running. See, planning your month on the 4th or the 5th doesn't get it. You just wasted a week. But by doing this, and if we can all build this culture into ourselves and into our teams, you're going to be so much more successful and have so much more peace of mind, and you're going to be building your business with ease and grace, like Nancy says, because it is going to be so much more comfortable when you reach your goals. Listen, so, you know, Elizabeth said it on a call yesterday, she said, listen, those last 5 counters that you put in the last few hours of the month, they were available 5 days earlier, weren't they? So whatever business you're going to do, let's get it done before the end of the month. And we're going to celebrate you so much. And every single executive director who qualifies by the 25th, I'm going to personally send you 10 GoPros that you have more books to give out to your brand-new associates on the team. So that's what I've got on my list today. And also, I want to encourage everybody to go register for Embracing Momentum Living Free, our team event coming up in July. So you want to get that budgeted in. You want to get, a lot of you already have your tickets. A lot of you don't, though. So you want to go to Performance Family, get the details there, and you can sign up for the event. And the tickets will go up at the end of this month. So they're $109 right now, but they're going to go up at the end of this month.
That's right. Hey, listen, congratulations, everybody, to all your success. And I would like to tell all of you that it looks like right now, and we've got a pulse on what's going on in our organization and around the country, that a lot of Aflac agents are coming on board with us right now. I mean, today at our luncheon, there was an Aflac agent. I know Josh has brought on a bunch of them. Josh Bourne down in Texas has brought on a bunch of them. I met another insurance guy today in the parking lot. He just happened to stop me, and we got talking, him and the young lady, and he said, what is that pin on your jacket? And I said, that's the Lady of Justice, and we got talking. And I turned the conversation right back to him. I said, well, you know, what profession are you in? He said, I'm in the insurance business, and I said, well, a lot of insurance agents are starting to handle our services. And he said, what is that? And I said, I'm with Legal Shield. And he said, you know, I was with Legal Shield years and years ago. And he knew about Harlan Stone Cypher and all that stuff. And when the conversation was over, I didn't press him or anything. He said, listen, can we get together? I'd like to take another look at that. And so tomorrow I meet with him. And I was bringing that up to bring this up. Here's your homework. If you don't know who you're meeting with tomorrow, if you don't know the 2 people, the 5 people you're meeting with tomorrow, and you don't know their names and where they're located and what tool you're going to use to get them to, then my counsel is like John said, you know, plan tomorrow, tonight. Get it written down tonight who you're going to go see, those 2 to 5 people that you're going to expose. You know where they're at, you know their name, and you know the tool you're going to use to get it done. So that's some of the best advice I've heard anybody ever give, and John Gardner gives it constantly. He's a genius at it. Him and Elizabeth sit down, and they know exactly what they're doing the next day and probably for the next. Well, they sit down once a year, I know. They go to Myrtle Beach, and they got a beautiful home up there, and they plan their whole year out, and then they go back and execute it. So the homework is, who are you going to talk to tomorrow, and what tool are you going to use to expose it, and who are you going to use on the three-way when you need a three-way call? So go to bed with that in your head, and before you go to bed, write it down. So
that's
anything
right.
else? Matt, you got anything else, final words?
Everything's all good.
Everything's on. I guess so. You're on track for
Gardner, anything else before we wrap it up?
Yeah. Anybody, Tom Miner, John Gardner, Elizabeth, anything y'all want to say?
All right.
We hit the wall.
Nothing else. I mean, we've done it. Let's wrap it.
Great call.
All right.
Let's
thanks, y'all.
Work.
Listen, everybody, we appreciate everything you do. This is Frank and Teresa and all the leadership. Thank you, Lisa Badon, for being the host. And, Matt, thank you for your comments.
And Tom, too. Thanks
and
for doing
Tom
a great
too.
Job tonight.
All
appreciate
right.
all of you so much across the country and Canada. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.